So are you recording all this messing around?
Oh, yeah.
We'll
edit it later.
Gray is what embodies me. Gray is all that I see. A little bit of light that keeps me from danger. A little bit of dark that keeps me a stranger. I see the darkness as my protection. I see the light as my affection. The light keeps my pain awake. The darkness keeps my joy at stake. Light and darkness is a crazy mixture. You see their result when you take my picture. Gray is the perfect combination. It helps me with any kind of situation. Even though gray is only a color, is what you'd say, when I look at myself in the mirror, all I see is the color gray. Your assignment this week will be to digitally photograph anything that clearly represents 6 individual shades of gray. You may take dozens of photos, but I only want you to send me your final 6 choices to make up this digital value scale. Your camera will shoot the photograph in color or black and white. If you shoot in color, you'll need to use a photo program to turn all your images to black and white. Each of your final images must be saved as 72 dpi. When you title your JPEGs, put them in order from darkest to lightest. For example, if you start with a very dark gray photo, that image would be titled 1.jpg. Your next darkest image in its correct order would be titled 2.jpg. The sequence would continue through 6. When all are titled, attach them to an email and send them to AnitaJoHorton@comcast.net by Sunday evening, November 26. The email address is spelled AnitaJoHorton@comcast.net. Now for extra credit, if you have Photoshop capabilities, you can arrange these 6 images into one flattened horizontal image from darkest to lightest and send me one file instead of 6.
Listen, girl, I'm telling you something right now. I ain't gonna come in here and do your little art project or something like that, because this just ain't up my alley. But I'm just doing this thing because Miss Kim here, she just up and dragged me out of bed.